This is a Shooting People podcast. Join me, James McGregor, talking to Paul Taylor and Teddy Leifer, director and producer of the award-winning documentary film We Are Together, made in KwaZulu-land in South Africa with help from some truly remarkable children. Zwai is a South African pop star who helped the Agape children to cut their first album.
Music, it plays a very big part in the culture of this country. We South Africans sing before we sleep, sing before we eat, we sing when we're happy, we sing when we're celebrating, we sing when we're sad, all the time. We sing when we're traveling, we sing whenever we can. It plays a very big role to us, and it's a healing thing. And not having had bands, especially in communities such as these, and where I grew up as well in the Eastern Cape, where, you know, you don't have bands, not everyone has music or stereos in their home. So if it calls for entertainment or it calls for something to be done by everybody, singing is the one thing that everybody can do at once. We can't all speak at once, but we can all sing at once.
Okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh hallelujah. Off.
Well, let's talk now about the music, in fact. I mean, how much of a role does music have in the lives of these young Zulu people that you were filming? They seem to be singing every time the camera turns to them. I mean, was it really like that, or was that being staged a bit?
No, they were singing all the time. I mean, when I was first in South Africa, there was a lot of singing. So they'd sing every day before their breakfast, and they'd sing every day before their evening meal. And if there was a visitor at the orphanage, they'd sing, and they'd sing to say thanks to people. And they'd actually just kind of, if they sat around playing cards and someone would start up a song and a few others, literally they were singing all the time. But it was emphasized even once they'd been invited to come to England to go on a singing tour to fundraise. There was then lessons as well, so they got this guy Pembalani to come in and give them singing lessons every day after school for about 3-4 hours. So on top of all the singing that they were doing, they were having this kind of this lesson so that they'd have a performance to perform when they came to England. So when we started filming, actually, it literally was people singing all the time. But there was something nice about that, and the kids even. I was expecting them to get very bored of singing, actually, and they didn't seem to do so. So it's pretty impressive. And, I mean, back to your question, singing seems such an important thing to people and to everyone that we came across, and even more so for Slindia, because she was taught to sing by her parents, and her parents were really talented singers themselves, which is why that family are singers. So when Slindia sings, it's a connection, it's a way that she remembers her parents. It has a real meaning to her, a real significance to her. So we found that to be true of a lot of the kids, is that singing was something that's really, really integral to their existence at Agape.
And there was also this question of recording a CD for some fundraising as part of this project. What was the story here, Teddy?
Well, we set out on the project to do two things, to raise awareness and to raise funds for the kids, and all of the profits from the film, the producer's profits, and I should say our UK distributor EMI's profits, are going into an education fund which we have set up to pay for the kids' school fees.
Agape's ambition is to see every orphan or child in distress going to school, because education liberates. And two, every child should eat. Three, every child should be clothed because those are the things that make the child happy. The space here at Akape is very much limited. That is why the children will be going to England to sing and raise money to expand. The children are very much excited. What excites them most is that everybody is going. Not one will be left. It's only myself will be left.
It was very early on in the project that we thought that a CD could sell well and help the kids a lot. So we recorded a first CD album when we went out for the first time to start filming. And this was with their, as you see in the film, there's a planned trip to England, which eventually falls through. But it was with that in mind that the first CD was recorded, because the kids wanted to be able to bring their CD with them and play it for people, and we wanted to be able to sell them so that the kids would have the benefit from that money. And the first CD, although it was a fairly basic production, is really fantastic, and it's a very raw sound, and it's just the kids in a very simple recording studio. We've then been lucky enough to do a deal in the UK for the film with EMI, and obviously because of their strength in the music world, we decided with them we would produce a second album, and that's what we've done. And this album, I think the performances of the kids on this album are really staggeringly good, and there are guest performances from Alicia Keys and Paul Simon, and also the Zulu Gospel Choir, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, who are very well known, and also the Soweto Gospel Choir.
And so please give a super, super warm welcome for the Akape children and Mr. Paul Simon.
Certainly a bit home the second time, I would think. And what happened to the proposed visit to London? Because to Manhattan. That's where we're going. Come inside.
Nazi! Oh,
this is the way.
This is the way. This South Africa is here.
South Africa. America is here.
And
Africa is there where everyone is dying.
This is New York, of course. New York. How did the New York visit come about, Teddy?
Well, the Grandma Zodworth was sending out the CDs as soon as they were finished to various contacts. She actually passed it on to various park volunteers, including someone in Canada, who sent it to Alicia Keys' charity called Keep a Child Alive, and eventually it made its way through to Alicia, and she heard the CD and loved the kids' music and said that the kids, you know, really had to come to America to sing for a North American audience and try and do some fundraising. And the kids were incredibly excited by the offer. It was a generous offer. Alicia and her charity were really fantastic hosts. And as you see in the film, the kids perform an awesome set with Alicia and with Paul Simon. And we've obviously got that live track for the CD.
This is a Shooting People podcast with James McGregor talking to Paul Taylor and Teddy Leifer about their award-winning documentary, We Are Together.
It was certainly a remarkable piece of filmmaking with lots of different experiences. How did the children feel about those experiences on this trip?
Yeah, the kids had a really great time, and it was really exciting for them. A lot of times people expect that it was a real alien world for them, or that they're a fish out of water, but actually South Africa is quite a strange place. There's a real disparity between poverty and affluence in South Africa, and so there's a lot of like big malls, American-type malls, and a lot of kind of development in South Africa, so it was nothing really new to them coming to America, apart from obviously New York is just bigger and crazier for anyone going to New York. But they had a really great time. It wasn't like a completely alien place for them, but they had a really great time because, I mean, normally they're in school and they're being made to do schoolwork and stuff. So when they spent a few weeks in America singing with Alicia Keys and Paul Simon and doing all these fun things.
Building snowmen and so forth.
Exactly, so they just really enjoyed themselves, and I think it's always a great holiday. Oh, that was one thing that was alien to them. Snow, they'd never seen snow before.
That's true.
That is true, they'd never seen any snow.
Anyway, having seen these children develop and grow in the film, especially someone like Sandili, I want to know how they are now, what's happening to them. Can you give us an update, please?
Sure, the kids are doing really, really well. Sandili says in the film that she wants to be a nurse, and she still does, and she's in her final year of school, and so she's really studying. I speak to the kids. Sindhila in particular, and then my family about once a week. And a lot of talk from Sindhila at the moment is about her schoolwork, and she's very proud when she does well in her exams. And so, as Teddy said, since we've been making the film, we've been helping the kids. Once the film was finished, the profits from it, we've been helping the kids go to a better school in South Africa, and we've hired a tutor to come to the centre to help them catch up and take an interest in their education. So the kids' education and their has come along a long way since we even finished the film.
But there was one kind of other low point in the film we haven't actually touched on yet, and that was the absolutely disastrous fire that struck the orphanage and completely burned it down, I believe.
It was on Saturday. all the children were at home. But fortunately, no child was hurt. But all the fire people would say is that the fire started under the bed in a faulty plug, and that destroyed everything we had in less than an hour. What we had worked for years just went up the flips.
Well, it was really tragic. It was started by an electrical fire. Unfortunately, nobody was hurt, but it did destroy the orphanage, and it was a very bad time for them. They all had to move into a shipping container, which was just much, much too small for them. And they spent a year in that in a time before they ended up going across to America. So it was a really, really bad time. The trip to England had been cancelled. The orphanage burnt down.
Now our hope is pinned on the music that we're left with. We have the CD now, and we hope that something good is going to come from the fire.
The audience awards that the film's won, and because mean, we've learned a huge amount over the years making this film, and so that's kind of one of the things is that actually we found by trying it ourselves and trying to do it, sort of kind of like by doing, we learned a huge amount, and making a film in this way has meant that we've kind of had a crash course on how the industry works and how to get a film made, how to get it out there. So one of the pieces of advice that I have, obviously, is that if you're able to just be ambitious and try it and do it, and not be kind of daunted by it, because it is a very difficult thing, and there's a lot of luck involved. But I think one of the things that we've always had is that we've been massively ambitious and always never thought that anything was out of our reach. And so I think that's helped us along the way. And then the whole process, obviously, as a director, just led to so much, and we're very fortunate to get an enormously talented editor, on board. So that, for me, was kind of
This has been a Shooting People podcast with James McGregor talking to Paul Taylor and Teddy Leifer. This Shooting People podcast was a Digital Imagineering production.
Oh, happy day!
Oh, happy day!
Oh, happy day!
Oh, happy day!
My sins away.
Oh,